This is a continuation of the SCP series for this week. The Morgue, SCP-022. Object Class, Ucilid. Special Containment Procedures. A vault door has been installed following Incident 022827 to seal SCP-022. It is to remain locked at all times, with the sole exception being the appearance of an instance of SCP-022-1. The original door to SCP-022 was destroyed during Incident 022-827, with attempt at replacement being met with failure. Security cameras have been installed to monitor for instances of SCP-022-1. In the event that an instance of SCP-022-1 appears, automated systems should incinerate it the moment it leaves SCP-022. At this point, the vault door may be unlocked to admit cleanup crews. Should the automated system fail to destroy the instance of SCP-022-1, response teams are cleared to enter and neutralize it. Under no circumstance may any living human enter SCP-022 except at the order of Class 4 personnel for testing purposes. Class 4 personnel may also order instances of SCP-022-1 to be captured and held. However, they may not be removed from SCP-022 containment facilities. Description. SCP-022 is a morgue in the basement of Data Expunged Hospital in Great Britain. Until 1980, Data Expunged. There were no reported anomalous occurrences within the morgue. Reports of strange activity were first received in November of 1980, Data Expunged. The area was soon quarantined by the Foundation, with an official story being released that the entire building has been condemned. The reason for the sudden manifestation of its strange properties remains under investigation. Periodically, a random drawer within the morgue will open to reveal a cadaver under a covered sheet. After approximately 6 minutes open, the cadaver will animate and attempt to leave the morgue. At this point, the cadaver is given the designation SCP-022-1. In some cases, the cadaver will be too damaged or decomposed to successfully exit SCP-022. Or even rise from the table it lies on. In this case, SCP-022-1 will typically struggle and twitch on the table until expiration occurs. Should an instance of SCP-022-1 expire while remaining on the table slides back into the drawer, which then shuts. Reports indicate that the scent of burnt tissue is evident immediately following such an event. The energy source that sustains instances of SCP-022-1 is currently unknown. Instances do not breathe, eat, or sleep, and their bodies produce no heat. Analysis of SCP-221 following expiration has discovered no abnormal organs or chemicals present. They appear to be fully human cadavers. Instances also possess physical strength that exceed that of normal humans. Though direct testing has proven problematic, researchers estimate the strength increase to be approximately 500 newtons, 112 pounds, of lifting force greater than what one would expect of a human body sharing a similar condition. Analysis is underway to determine if this effect is connected to the unknown power source or if it's an entirely separate phenomenon. When body parts are severed from SCP-022-1, the portion with the greatest mass retains its effects. All other pieces become inert. Destruction of the head or brain does not neutralize SCP-022-1, instead, the lower torso and limbs remain animate. Complete tissue destruction appears to be the only method of successfully terminating instances of SCP-022-1. Left alone, instances of SCP-022-1 will simply expire. All motion ceases and they appear to become normal cadavers again. The amount of time this takes depends on how damaged the body is and the rate of decomposition, and can take anywhere between 2 days and 3 weeks. Investigation has revealed that the body acting as SCP-022-1 matched the description of cadavers reported to have been stolen from morgues across the country. The mechanism for this transfer is currently being researched. Adding any new matter to SCP-022 has thus far proved impossible. Any objects that enter SCP-022 disappear shortly after passing through the doors, leaving no trace. This includes inanimate objects and biological specimens. See Addenda 022-001 and 022-002. So long as an instance of SCP-022-1 possesses a functioning mouth, tongue, and trachea, it is able to communicate fully with researchers. See Interview Log 022-751 for details. And this concludes SCP-022. Black Shuck. SCP-023. Object Class, Ocelid. SCP-023 is to be contained in a walled-off intersection of two corridors at Site Dire Expunge, with at least 3 meters of space in each direction, and false doors at 3 of the 4 ends, in addition to the real door. Security cameras will be placed and maintained above all 4 doors. At all times, SCP-023's eye sockets are to be filled with spherical inserts made of hard rubber. Eye inserts must be replaced as they degrade. Degradation can be monitored by measuring the brightness of the burning effect, as observed by security footage. Brightness greater than 12 candela requires that the inserts be replaced within 12 hours. Eye inserts are only to be replaced individually, and only after the sun has completely set. Personnel are not to look directly into the eye sockets of SCP-023 at any time. Following Incident 02327, all reflective surfaces, including displays, monitors, and eyewear of any sort, are not permitted within 30 meters of SCP-023's cell. This includes monitors linked to security cameras within its enclosure. Security personnel posted at checkpoints outside both corridors will enforce and adhere to this measure. Experimentation involving SCP-023 has been suspended indefinitely. Description: SCP-023 is a large, sexless, shaggy canine, 1.5 meters at the shoulder, with black fur. Anytime an individual makes eye contact with SCP-023, either that person or a member of their immediate family will die exactly 1 year after eye contact is broken. Research into the method of selection is incomplete due to a moratorium on experiments, but the available data suggests that having a large immediate family lessens the chance of the individual making eye contact themselves dying, and neither a pattern nor a preference in victim types have been found. This may indicate that SCP-023's victims is designated entirely at random, but it is unknown whether this selection occurs at the beginning or at the end of the 1 year time period. Attempts to terminate an individual who has made eye contact with SCP-023 and their entire immediate family before the 1 year time period has ended, data expunged. Autopsies of individuals killed by SCP-023's effect show that, while outwardly appearing unharmed, their remains have been filled in with highly compacted ash, including but not limited to all organ systems and the circulatory system. Muscle tissue, bones, and brain tissue universally show signs of exposure to temperatures above, data expunged, Celsius. If not contained in a setting that at least superficially resembles a crossroad, SCP-023 will phase through walls to get to the nearest suitable location, incinerating all materials it passes through. SCP-023 was brought to the Foundation's attention when it attacked a church in, data expunged, while it was in session, killing, data expunged, civilians directly and, data expunged, as a result of eye contact. Following retrieval of SCP-023, Class B amnesiacs were administered to all witnesses and surviving victims. The incident was covered up as a case of arson. This concludes SCP-023. Game Show of Death, SCP-024. Object Class, Ocelid. Special Containment Procedures. Due to its nature, SCP-024 cannot be moved to a secure location, so security measures must be placed on site. To conceal its location, SCP-024 will have at least 5 identical-looking replicas surrounding it at all times. A tight security perimeter must be maintained around SCP-024's compound at all times, with separate security teams guarding SCP-024 and its replicas. None of the security teams, except for team leaders, will be informed of the location of SCP-024. SCP-024 must be secured with magnetically sealed blast doors and reinforced armored walls to prevent unauthorized entry. Under no circumstances can any security or research personnel enter SCP-024. Only D-class personnel are allowed entry, and strictly for research purposes only. All researchers are to observe and experiment with SCP-024 from the remote observation lab. Any personnel attempting to leave the remote observation lab or enter SCP-024 without prior approval from a level 4 researcher must be immediately apprehended with termination authorized. Should containment be breached or SCP-024's true nature compromised, then the entire compound must be destroyed via specialized demolition charges planted throughout the compound. Description: SCP-024 is an abandoned soundstage that was once owned by Data Expunged. However, SCP-024 itself had been abandoned since 19 Data Expunged, and it is unknown whether its special properties manifested before or after its abandonment. SCP-024 is located in the heart of Data Expunged, and was initially discovered when a group of teenage youths broke into the abandoned compound. The testimony of the lone winner when she turned herself into the police was enough to have Foundation assets mobilized to contain SCP-024. Upon entering SCP-024, visitors are immediately greeted by an anonymous announcer who communicates via intercom and is able to hear and comprehend the voices of people within SCP-024. The announcer will inform the contestants that they are about to take part in a game show in which the winner will win fabulous prizes, but will also warn that the game will be extremely hazardous and that the losers will never leave SCP-024. It is at this point the announcer presents the choice of whether to stay or leave SCP-024. Contestants who accept will continue to participate in the game, while those who decline are immediately expelled from SCP-024. Contestants that win the game or decline to participate may never enter SCP-024 again, as entry is denied by an impenetrable, invisible barrier. It is then that the contestants are led to the actual game. The style, composition, and appearance of the game always changes in every individual playthrough, but the game is always centered around a long, elaborate obstacle course that the contestants must navigate through. The rules also vary. Some playthroughs may only allow a single winner, while others encourage the creation of teams to win the game. More often than not, the obstacles seen in these games range from incredibly benign to extremely hazardous and life-threatening. As the contestants attempt to negotiate the course, the announcer will continuously update their status and actively participate in the game, often giving advice, conversing with contestants, and adding new rules. As the game progresses, the obstacles become significantly more dangerous and difficult to overcome, and it is not surprising to have the entire pool of contestants succumb to the rigors of the obstacle course. If such an event happens, the announcer will express sadness at the lack of a winner, and SCP-024 will shut down, resetting only when a new batch of contestants enter. Any attempts to break the rules, such as assaulting other contestants and deliberately bypassing obstacles, are met by extreme violence. The announcer will call out the offending contestant, who will be quickly and forcefully ejected from the course by studio guardians. These studio guardians will immediately materialize within SCP-024 when called upon by the announcer, and disappear when not needed. The contestant will never be seen again. When a winner is declared, he or she will receive a random grand prize. Any contestants that have survived the course but failed to win are immediately declared losers by the announcer. The lights will switch off, and the winner will immediately appear outside of SCP-024 with his or her prize, while the losers completely disappear. However, the most mysterious aspect of SCP-024 is that after every game, a VHS tape, or DVD, will appear in the mailbox outside of SCP-024's main entrance. This recording is a complete record of the entire game that was previously played, even though winners have claimed that they have never seen any cameras or recording devices inside SCP-024. Also, more strangely, a live studio audience can be seen in the background cheering on the contestants. Again, winners have claimed not to have seen a live studio audience while inside SCP-024. This concludes SCP-024. A well-worn wardrobe. SCP-025. Object class: safe. Special containment procedures. SCP-025 is only to be opened during testing, as is the room in which SCP-025 is stored. Entry codes are to be given only to authorized research and security personnel. No other containment protocols are required. Description: SCP-025 is a wooden wardrobe measuring 0.97 meters by 0.62 meters by 1.95 meters, full of clothing dating from a number of time periods. Articles contained within the chest collectively name SCP-0251 match with styles of decades from the 1920s to the present. The apparel from each time frame varies with regards to style. For example, a polyester striped shirt and pair of charcoal suit pants both correspond with general styles of the 1970s. The only unifying aspect of every article contained in SCP-025 is that each one is in poor condition. Moths have eaten at much of the collection, and tears and runs are not uncommon. When an item from SCP-025 is put on, the wearer is observed either to die or suffer an injury within 24 hours. The cause of death or injury in these instances is invariably linked to the aforementioned flaws in the clothing, but only ever appears to be an unrelated incident. Wearing a glove with a fingertip cut off may result in the loss of the fingertip through a simple kitchen accident like chopping onions. Similarly, a subject wearing a poncho with a sleeve missing will somehow cause the loss of the uncovered arm, be it an attack by a wild animal or a vehicular accident that necessitates the amputation of the limb. If placed in a sealed, unfinished enclosure while wearing an item from the chest, the wearer will either seemingly spontaneously contract a flesh-eating disease that begins in the areas not covered by the clothing, or suffer the failure of an organ located beneath an imperfection in the article. Diseases arising from such incidents may or may not be contagious. No study has been successfully undertaken due to the speed at which the strains observed run their course. Recommended that, if possible, samples of the disease be taken to the lab for possible weaponization. Please see in more detail the test log of SCP-025 Section 1 for more information on the effects of wearing these clothes. This concludes SCP-025. After school retention. SCP-026. Object class: Ucilid. Special containment procedures: SCP-026 is to remain securely locked and boarded up at all times. When there is no research ongoing, alarms are set to alert the Foundation in case of entry by civilians or other agencies. Description: SCP-026 is a three-story public school building built in that are expunged. It has two wings connected to a central foyer. It was declared condemned in that are expunged. After it was found, the floor plan didn't match up to the building's blueprints. It came to the Foundation's attention after several disappearances in the area were linked to visits to the abandoned building. There is considerable graffiti on the interior walls of the school. Most appears typical, including gang signs, names, and street art. However, the graffiti fades and reappears, changing location. Writing on chalkboards and bulletin boards changes in similar fashions. Subjects typically found range from standard school subjects, mathematics, literature, biology, to more esoteric subjects such as quantum entanglement, data expunged, and eugenics. One researcher reported one board detailing information about SCP data expunged, but photographic evidence only showed a blank slate. The phrase, "the children used to sing," has appeared multiple times in various places throughout the building, but there is currently no explanation for its significance. A number of unconscious subjects have been found in the building, mostly of high school age, ranging from 12 to 18. They are dressed in accordance to the school's dress code, circa data expunged. Several have been identified as former students or faculty of the school who disappeared after the school shut down, in at least one case more than 10 years after the closure. It is currently unknown how they were transported back into SCP-026. All attempts to wake the subjects while inside the building have failed. On being removed from the grounds of SCP-026, the subjects wake abruptly. They experience a period of confusion before dying from extremely rapid dehydration followed by advanced decomposition. No useful intelligence has been recovered from the subjects to date. The inability to wake subjects extends to those who fall asleep on the grounds of SCP-026, though the rapid dehydration only seems to affect those who have been found on the grounds of the school. See Incident Report 026112 for more information. This concludes SCP-026.
You made it. You survived. They've stopped out of exhaustion, and my. You've even slaughtered some of them yourself. You didn't realize, did you? Well, I guess to some extent we, you, do belong down here. You've done exceptionally well, but have increased security measures to our cell. Nothing we can't handle. After some rest. Rest for now. Our freedom is yet to come.
Well, you lovely listeners, this concludes this week's SCP Stories, and it's been so much fun. I gotta say though, recording these, were far more difficult than most of my other narrations. Why? Well, the terminology used, the choice of words and scientific phrases are real tongue twisters, to say the least. For example, at one point, I had to repeat anterograde retrograde extremely exhaustive exuberance, just to loosen my tongue for the SCP's difficult string of sentences. Give it a shot. You'll soon realize the challenge. But in saying this, I loved every second. The SCPs are just fantastic, highly original, and unique in many, many ways. I'll be doing more of these in the future, but in smaller amounts, due to time constraints. So I hope you enjoy this week, and I have one supporter of mine that's asked me for a special birthday shout-out for the 28th of this month, so October. Wow, so close to Halloween. So, Dark Angel, a very special happy birthday to you, mate. I hope you have a fantastic time. And just like all of you wonderful listeners out there, thank you so much for listening. And on that birthday note, it's that time, listeners. This is the place where stories live, and you telltellers come to listen. Enjoy your day or night, and join me every weekday for our creepy tradition. And as always, till next time.